Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Our next guest is the co-founder and CEO of Rise, corporate innovation powerhouse. They work with more than 400 large conglomerates and governments to innovate faster through their unique corporate accelerator and intrapreneur programs. Let's welcome to the show Dr. Kit Parcharyanan, co-founder and CEO of Rise.
Hey, good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Neil. How are you guys today?
We're doing very well. Thank you very much.
Very well. Kit, you know, so much has been happening over this past year, and your company, Rise, has been right in the middle of a lot of it with corporates and governments trying to help them get through it. What have you seen over this past year in terms of the biggest moments where your clients have needed your help or the biggest questions they've had?
Yeah, I think the first and most important thing is consumer behavior, right? So it's everything is all change, right? We work from home, we eat everything from home, we do learn from home, and even like some of us do fortune telling from home, right? So that's I think that the most important thing is consumer is already changed their behavior. The second thing is I think that we don't know when this gonna end. Right. Mm-hmm. For how long is this going to end? And the last thing is and when it's end, how the business going to bounce back? Mm. How fast are we going to survive until that day? And so that, I think this is kind of like the things that we are constantly listening and to the corporate that we're working with or even the government that we're working with.
Right. And I'm reading here that as the founder of Rise Corporate Innovation Powerhouse, you're responsible for over 2,000 startups graduating from your program with a combined value of over $2 billion American dollars. So bearing that, and that's phenomenal, by the way. So bearing that in mind, what do you think is the importance of these kind of high-tech clusters and the role that the government should play right now to help us recover?
Yeah, I think you can see many government are working and helping startup in many, many ways, right? For example, in Singapore, we also working with Enterprise Singapore as a global alliance partner, mm-hmm. To kind of bring Singapore startup, not only to sell things in Singapore, but to sell things outside Singapore. Yeah, so we help them connecting with the 400 corporates that we're working with, mm-hmm. and then try to see. Because here in this region, what I think is different from other regions is that we need more collaboration between the startup and the corporate, right? Now, and you might wonder why. Because what we think is the big corporate, they're kind of gigantic, but they're sometimes a little bit slow, right? While startup, they are moving fast, they are learning fast, they're building the technology, that be able to help the corporate to grow. Reducing the cost or increase the new revenue stream. So that's why I think many people talking about startup going to disrupt my company. Yeah, I say, hey, maybe it's another way around. Yeah, we can, how we could collaborate together. Yeah, and then both wins, right? It's win-win. Yeah, so startup also win, and the corporate also win at the same time.
Indeed. We're talking with Dr. Kit Parcharyanan, the co-founder and CEO of Rise. And Kit, you know, you have this corporate accelerator. What does that actually mean? If somebody comes to you, an SME or a larger company come to you, what does that accelerator program look like for them?
Yeah, so actually the accelerator is maybe the misnomer, right? So because everybody using accelerator investment into a small company, right, and then push help them grow. But for us, when we scan the landscape in Southeast Asia, we think accelerator is good. Yeah, it's helped promoting the ecosystem. But if we ask the corporate, are they need the startup, kind of like a small startup, 3 to 5 people to help? They say no. Yeah, it's waste their time, right? So what we're focusing on is that we're working with the corporate. Yeah, asking them, what is your challenge in the next 5 years? Yeah, let's say they have 5 challenge, right? And then we say, we bring that 5 challenge and then sourcing to find the right startup to help them tackle those challenge. Yeah, and that's our job. But then our job didn't finish there. We're not just like being the middleman to introduce a startup to the corporate, but we also like sit down together with both of them. Because you know what, like in my like a 5-year experience working with a startup, right? So startup and the corporate speak different languages. So like the corporate, you know, they have the quarterly revenue like that they need to hit, right? While startup, they say, okay, we need to move fast, we need to grow, right? So when we have different culture of people coming to work together, most of the time, like there's nothing happen. For us, yeah, we want to be kind of like the magic to help these two, because we our team, me myself, been working in the corporate and also working with being startup myself, I can speak like both languages, and then trying to bridge them together to make something out of that. Yeah, so that's so that's a key.
That is a key point: bridging startups with established corporations at the same time. So, bearing that in mind, what are some of possibly the key challenges that you mentioned there that you're seeing in this COVID-19 environment where there is an overlap? Do you see challenges that are the same between startups and corporations, how they're dealing with COVID-19?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think they're everyone want to dealing with a different way, right? So with the corporate, right, when the COVID hit, like many corporate have BCP in place, right? Business continuity plan. Like in place when things disruption happen, how are they going to solve it? On the startup side, yeah, they have the new word they call like ICP, innovation continuity plan. Right, they're not talking about, okay, how are we going to keep the same thing, like just survive, but how we be able to innovate, right, during the COVID. Because like let's say take example like in Thailand, one of the company like the, that is a fitness center called Physics, yeah, right? So this fitness center, there's very, very interesting model and how they turn around during the COVID. So normally people go to the fitness to exercise, things like that. But then when the COVID hit, and then we cannot go to fitness center anymore. So they have an idea to launch a new product called Home. Yeah, for them is what the people can bring the machine back to their home, right? The machine that they use at the fitness center, they charge subscription fee, and then they let their instructor come online and train them the same way they train at the fitness center, but now at home,
right?
And now they expand the business, not only like the subscription for the training machine, but also selling the machine to the people's home. Right. So that's kind of like the way that they adopt innovation continuity plan, innovation continuity canvas, to be able to help adopting innovation, new business model, like during the pandemic.
Yeah, we're in conversation with Dr. Kid Parcharyanan, the co-founder and CEO of Rise. And Kid, when we look at innovation across Southeast Asia's economy, what are the key things that are being done or need to continue to be done in this next year to help power our own economic recovery and to keep us going strong?
Yeah, so I think one of the key thing is we need to bring innovation to use more and more, right? Because at the end, innovation, what it's helped is us is that it be able to help its things to be cheaper, faster, and better, right? If we bring to the misconception about innovation is that people when they think about innovation, they think about technology, right? But then it's not only to technology. Yeah, we have done the research, with over 400 corporate clients that we have, and then we find out, in our recent report that we just published, we call corporate innovation maturity model. Yeah, so it's a model that when we analyze the data from 400 corporates, we find that there's only two things that when we want to drive help drive innovation in organization. Is boiled down to two things. First is the people. Yeah. And the second is the technology. So these people and technology thing is a core to drive the innovation and the business to go and be able to thrive over the COVID. And when we talk about these two things, right, it's also, we find out that it also has 6 more factor like three factor on the people side, yeah, which is first is the leadership, right? Mm. If the leadership is not supporting the, when they want to do innovation, most of the time they fail. If the leadership do not have like strategy and the vision, yeah, it also fails. Mm. And even though if they have the vision and strategy, but 73% yeah, only have vision and strategy. Yeah, but it, but only like merely like 30% do have the plan, mm. right? So the execution plan. So these things are the things that leadership need to concern about when talking about like innovation. But not only the leadership, right? Some companies said, oh, wow, we have a great CEO, great leadership team. But how about the second factor, which is the team, right? If the team, yeah, your team, yeah, not understand about innovation or how to do it. You know, in this now we're talking about like agile, design thinking, lean, like those kind of jargon, right? That popping up into everyday's life of innovators, right? Does your team has a skill to do that? Mm. Right? So that's also the pressing question that every organization should think about. And that's the second factor in terms of the people. The third one that we think is also very important is about the process, right? Because when we want to do innovation, how are we going to start? Do you have the structure in place where it promotes innovation within organization? For example, as I working with a startup, right? So the startup, they're not talking about KPI, right? They're not talking about the key performance indicator, but they're talking about OKR. They're using OKR, objective and key result, which Google have been using it for 20 years, right? And promoting innovation like adoption in the company. So that's the three main things that I think. Yeah, well, the research point out that these if you complete this key thing in terms of people, your organization going to be ready. Yeah. So that's on the people side.
Wow, fantastic. Hey, thanks so much, Kid, for this. It's a very interesting topic and one obviously so important to businesses and governments all over the place, this idea of innovation and working forward into the year 2021. Thanks for being on with us today, Dr. Kid Parcharyanan, the co-founder and CEO of Rise. Appreciate your time today, Kid.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great to be with you guys, too.
Hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.